What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
How are you? I always ask you that every time.
I'm just great.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So we are very blessed to be here, and I'm hoping to have a good show today. I did mention last week that my father had passed away, and we talked about that. He was the dean of Tri-County Community College back in the day, and also he was a county manager. So he was a good mentor in many ways for me. Some ways not, but a lot of ways he set me a good example for work ethic. And he did put me through college with a risk management insurance degree at Appalachian State and NC State. So I appreciate him for that. And I also want to thank all the people that have outpoured to us. We've had so much cards and well wishers and calls, and it's been a really blessing to feel. We feel very much gratitude for everybody that's been so good to us, and particularly also the fire department, Kathy, because they came out and helped us a lot with him because he was having falls at the house. Yes. Mm-hmm. And they were there on numerous occasions to help my mom, and we just appreciate, you know, Brian Anderson, Pete, Henry, all the folks at the Clay County Fire and Rescue. Kind of helped being next door to the fire department too, or to the EMS centers. That was good, but they were awfully good to us, and we do appreciate that. Okay, so today's show, I'm going to talk about the risk management process, and this is something I learned when we first go to insurance school in college. That's one of the very first things you learn is, you know, what is the risk management step? And the way I learned it has changed over the years. I mean, some of the process is all the same, but and if you get a laundry list about what's the risk management process, you may get a different answer, and you go online and get different answers. But always the very first thing that you look at is how to identify your risk. And that's what we want to do as an insurance agent, is we want to see what exposures that we – that's what it's called, an exposure. What exposures do you have? What's the probability of having a loss? How can you, you know, deal with this from a risk management standpoint? We do this a lot when it comes to commercial insurance as well. In fact, there's actually a job title where somebody comes out and it's a loss control expert, and that they're going to look at different things with the business.
And their job is to basically avoid that type of exposure.
Or reduce it, yes. So that's actually a career. I mean, a risk, you know, analysis or you know, somebody that analyzes risk, what I'm trying to say, or loss control expert. So you're looking at, you know, how do we deal with certain risks that we have? I'm going to talk about several today. The way I got thinking about this was I called the EMC this week and spoke to, the Sucker's Customer Service. And while I was on hold, I was calling for a different issue. And the hold music said, have you gotten or do you need a lightning arrestor on your house, on your meter base? And I knew we had one in our office in Hazel because Kathy and I have – how many computers do we have in Hazel? I mean, a lot.
A lot.
So if you had a power surge coming into our office, that would be a disaster for us because it could fry all of our electric equipment. And I guess what could be very damaging, it could cause a fire. So
the reason why we did that too is because we used to keep our server there as well. We had an actual server that had all the different offices hooked up to, so we had to do all sorts of different things to avoid some picking that down.
So there's a device you can you can get. It's from it goes on your meter base. It costs $175, and what it does is it's a device that's supposed to help prevent a power surge, or I don't know about lightning, but it's going to prevent hopefully a surge of electricity coming into your house, and that can be a very big claim, which we'll talk about in a minute. So that's how I got thinking about this whole risk management process and what we do and who we are and how we try to help people. And the, you know, the first thing, you know, identified that, hey, you know, it's potential that we could have a power surge. So the second step that I learned in school was to evaluate the risk. And this is, under this list I've got here, it says excess. or access what your risk is. The third thing is respond to the risk. When I learned it in insurance school, it was called evaluate risk alternatives, which is just another way of saying the same thing. Here's where we get into, I guess, the process as an agent, because one thing you can do to respond to the risk or evaluate how to handle the risk is to transfer the risk.
Right.
And what that is when you buy an insurance policy, you're transferring the financial risk of loss from you personally to your insurance carrier. That's what we do. We are part of the transferring the risk process, because we're an intermediary between you and the insurance carrier, to where we can coordinate getting an insurance policy where you'll be able to have coverage. And that's what we call the peace of mind, is that insurance is useless unless you use it, except for the fact that you do get peace of mind if you know if my house were to burn, I've got insurance and I'll be able to recover. Other methods is you can avoid the risk. So this is something that I want to talk about, perhaps in things that we do, in a sense, relative to a homeowner. Maybe you have large trees around your house. Well, a way to avoid the risk is to have the trees removed. Talk about what we do when it comes to trees every year, Kathy.
What do you mean? What would we do?
What about claims?
Yes, we have a lot of claims with trees falling on people's houses, or their fencing, or their retaining walls, or, you know, in their driveway. So, of course, you want to look at your stuff on your own premises and determine if, you know, do you need to trim these? Do you need to remove these? We also have issues with trees where they their roots go into the lines to your septic tank, your lines to your house. They can be a real big problem, especially maple trees. We've had issues with that even at our actual commercial office in Hayesville, where the root system, even though the tree was actually removed, those roots were still there and they were still going to a water source, and they infiltrated our pipes, and we had a horrible mess with that. So trees can be a big thing for you as a homeowner, or even as a commercial building, because there are situations that you're going to get into because of trees. So the big thing is for us is to keep track of that, keep aware of that, about if there is a dead tree or a dead limb, or you might need to remove it. And just be cautious of that when you're planting new things in the spring. People plant trees everywhere and don't give enough space. Just make sure you have that. And then I know back a couple years ago when we had those fires, we actually had different meetings with the different fire departments, and they were saying not to even have a lot of bushes around your trees, around your structure as well. So that's another thing to consider.
So that's a way to avoid the risk. Mm-hmm. You just don't do it.
Right.
Particularly, we could have that with somebody driving a vehicle. Mm-hmm. You know, you just don't have somebody driving that shouldn't be driving. That's right. A way to avoid the risk.
Well, you loan your car, you loan your insurance, and people don't understand that. They feel like, oh, it's okay, but just remember that, to keep that in mind.
Avoiding the risk creates it. We don't have a chance of having a loss. So right. we take the tree out. A tree is not going to fall in my house now because we don't have one.
Right.
I think that's a good way, just to not have a insurance claim, obviously. It's just to avoid
that's,
it.
And that's a big problem we have, too, even with, like, claims. You know, that tree, maybe it's not your tree. Maybe it's your neighbor's tree. Maybe they won't, you know, you know it's dead and you've asked them to remove it. They don't. That becomes an issue with the claim as well. We have a lot of those situations happening as well, and you know, in claim situations in our area, or anywhere actually, with that. So, you know, we've talked about that in the past, that you can ask them. If they don't remove it, you can send them a certified mail, because if their tree falls on your house, you know, who's covering it?
If your neighbor's tree falls on your house, does it make a sound? What do you think?
Sure,
if you're there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So we're going to come back after the break. We're talking about the risk management process, and also what do we do as an individual, as a homeowner, as a property owner, or even on a vehicle for that matter. How do we deal with risk, and we're going to go through the process some more and talk about what we do and how we can maybe avoid some of the risk, and also how can we reduce the chance of having a loss or mitigating the risk as well. So I'm Mark Moore. We'll be back after the break. We're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where we are located. We have 5 locations. 3 are called More Insurance Services, Inc., and we're located in Blairsville, Georgia, across the street from Home Depot and across the way from the post office. We're located inside the actual South State Bank building. We're not part of the bank, but we have our separate wing. You can come by and see us there in Blairsville for your insurance needs there in Blairsville. Our second location is located in Hiawassee, Georgia, at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're in the Town Trace building there, right next to the hospital. It's the Red Brick building. Come by and see us there as well. And our last location, which is our main location, which is located in Hayesville, North Carolina, on 157 Highway 64 West. You can come and see us. We're next to United Community Bank there as well. Come by and see us there for your insurance needs. Our other location is called Mountain Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's also on Highway 64, past Arby's and So Good's restaurant on the side there on the left. So come by and see us there in Murphy. And lastly, we have our last location, which is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge, Georgia, on the main drag. We're between United Community Bank and the Burger King. So come by and see us there in Blue Ridge as well. Also, you can check out all these podcasts on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. And you can also like us on Facebook.
Okay. So today we're talking about the risk management process, which is the first thing you learn. You go to insurance school, one of the first things you learn. And when we get down the line, you know, you identify your risk, you try to evaluate what your risk, and then you've got to respond. Or what I learned in school was different than the list I've got here, but it was, you know, evaluate risk alternatives. And, you know, one of them being a transfer of risk, which means that you take the risk and you transfer that over from you personally to the insurance carrier. So we have a house, your house burns, you're not paying it, the insurance company is. And so other ways to deal with risk is to avoid the risk. We talked about maybe take out the trees around your house, and that way a tree will not fall on your house. Here's one, Kathy, risk mitigation. Try to reduce the chance of a risk, or try to lessen the impact of a situation. One thing we talked about before is a automatic water shelf device. Mm-hmm. I've got one in my car right now. One of my customers is being required by the insurance carrier to have one installed in his house. He had a water claim, and it, you know, if you're a seasonal customer that we have so many of, if you have a, you know, a water event where your pipes leak, this device will monitor the water flow into your house, and if it sees that it is continuing to come streaming into your house, it will shut off the water. And this is a way of I guess, mitigating the risk, so to speak, or reducing the impact of the risk. You know, water leaks going to be bad anyway, but you don't want it leaking for 2 months, and you're in Florida.
Right.
So that's a way to reduce the risk. How about smoke alarms? Mm-hmm. Or how about a central, fire alarm, smoke alarm, or I guess burglary alarm?
Right.
These are all discounts that you can get on your home. The water shelf device, one carrier gives us 8% discount, which is pretty good. Mm-hmm. What are some other ways to reduce the risk, or to, you know, can you think of anything else, Kathy?
Well, I mean, you have deadbolts and alarms and Ring. Everybody has all these different things now to keep up with their things. But I mean, there's ways to protect yourself and your home. Of course, we always encourage you to have a fire extinguisher or deadbolt locks, and that's really important as well. And of course, you know, carbon monoxide detector if you have gas in your house.
I thought it was one of our customers. Well, actually, it was not a customer, but this person was brilliant. They had a interior cameras when they were gone in Florida.
That was really interesting. So when all the pipes, we had a big freeze, 2 years?
The Christmas freeze.
Christmas freeze 2 years ago. Not this last Christmas, but the Christmas before. And we had so many, we had a plethora of claims throughout all of our locations that we have. And it was just a really hard time. You know, Mark and I were fielding them even on the holidays, trying to get back with people and get up with the insurance cares with their claims. But this guy, everyone puts cameras on the outside of their house, and he actually put it inside his house in his actual basement. So he called up and told one of our people that we know, that we insure, and they said, I need you to go to my house because my house is flooding. And the guy was in Florida. I think it was in Florida. And we were like, what? And he could see the water going through his basement from Florida. So he called. And, of course, they went out and fixed it. But if they had not had that interior camera and he'd been away for, what, 6 months, he came back, you know, what condition his house would be in at that point. So I thought that was pretty smart.
I did, too.
We were like, we didn't, I mean, especially if you're not going to be there and it's not your primary home, I feel that that was a really good tip to have, you know, especially in somewhere maybe where you have, in the basement, is because everything comes from, if you have upstairs, it's going to all come down with gravity down to the basement. So, but they could see it like pouring through the actual ceiling. And that was something we got to actually see the picture too of it. And that was the video. And I was like, wow.
If he had the automatic shelf device, he could have, I mean, I need to dig into this a bit more, but I'm sure you can probably have an app there and you shut the water off.
That would be actually really great too. Yeah.
So that would be
Water is a big problem with the freezing, or just, you know, people have leaks sometimes, don't even realize they have it till there's a big problem as well. Washers also leak a lot. We've had issues even in our own house where it's come down through the ceiling and had to fix all that too. So just, you know, anyway.
Millions of dollars of damage is caused by a leaky dishwasher or washing machine every year.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably, I could probably pull some statistics up and see what it is, but
right.
it's shocking how much that one claim mm-hmm. will end up costing you.
Right.
You also can have, along with your water shelf device, there's probably, I'm trying to think of other things you can do. I mean that's a big one right there.
Mm-hmm.
Kath and I don't have one. I have to be like hypocritical here, but I'm getting one. So I just got to find a plumber to install it. That's the problem. Kathy had one of your customers install one last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened with his claim? Tell about, he was part of the Christmas freeze.
Yeah, he had a big issue, and that was one of the requirements with the carrier after it all, you know, went down, is that, you know, they repaired and remediated and got everything back to where he was prior to the claim, and they had recommendations that they would like him to install one. And of course, he was definitely okay with that because he didn't want to go through that again too. He had to go through, you know, the whole construction and pulling out, and it's a big deal when you have water damage, you know, because you have to take care of it properly or you're going to have problems down the road, maybe mold or mildew or something like that. So it's imperative that you get those things taken care of correctly.
So a interior water pipe rupturing and burst mm-hmm. is going to be an insured claim. It's going to be covered for that.
It's covered peril,
with
yeah.
exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
If you had failed to maintain the heat in the house, the insurance company could deny the claim, because if you just didn't give a flip and just left your house and no heat and ended up having a pipe rupture and caused water damage, then the insurance carrier come back and say, here's the exclusion where you failed to maintain the heat in the house.
Right.
So
some people put it down too low, and that's happened to, even though they had some type of heat on, it was too low. So, I mean, 60, 65.
I think 65 is, or 60, 65.
60, 65 is good. I'd say 65 would be the best, you know, situation. But people do what they want to do. I mean, some people will, of course, winterize their boats and their winterize their RV. And, you know, if you're not going to be there, you need to winterize your house as well. And there's ways of doing that by, you know, turning off the water or what have you.
Yes. So I was thinking about the claim case, talking about, you know, the gentleman in good faith, he tried to keep heat in the house.
Mm-hmm.
He just felt that 40 degrees was a good temperature to have it at.
Right.
That was not enough to be able to keep the wall, you know, the walls from freezing.
Right.
So that's why
house.
I think 55, 60 degrees. You just make sure that you're not having the, you know, the water getting frozen in your pipes. It does get cold. Getting these cold mm-hmm. snaps. And we're at that right now. We shouldn't have any more cold snaps. But normally around, you know, that one happened in Christmas was a bad one.
Yeah.
And we've had it over the years. Mm-hmm. But that this loss can be avoided. And also, it can be reduced by having the water shut off valve.
Right.
That is part of the being able to respond to
right.
the risk management process. Mm-hmm. What else, Kathy? What else can we talk about that's going to be relative as far as trying to reduce risk or avoid risk?
Well,
maybe don't have a dangerous dog.
Right. That's another one.
That's something that you, one of the things you can deal with is accept the risk. If you got a pit bull, then you're accepting the risk, and that's part of the process too.
Right.
So we've tried to go over some, maybe tips here and there, things that we've learned over the years, and talk about, the risk management process and what we do. So we will be back next week, and we appreciate anybody listening out there. I hope somebody is somewhere. I run into people that hear our show every now and then. We appreciate people listening. And next week we'll be back. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Katie, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.